ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిహి ఓం. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్యపర్యంతం వందే గురు పరంపరాం. సద్గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదశ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతే శాంతే శాంతిః. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిహి ఓం. బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్ చాప్టర్ 4 సెక్షన్ 3 మంత్ర 31. యత్ర వా అన్యదివ స్యాత్ తత్ర అన్యోన్యత్ పశ్యేత్, అన్యోన్యత్ జిగ్రేత్, అన్యోన్యత్ రసయేత్, అన్యోన్యత్ వదేత్, అన్యోన్యత్ చృణుయాత్, అన్యోన్యన్మన్వీత, అన్యోన్యత్ స్పృశేత్, అన్యోన్యత్ విజానీయాత్. అనదర్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ మంత్ర విచ్ శంకరాచార్య కోట్స్ వెరీ ఆఫన్. అండ్ ది ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మంత్ర ఈస్ ఆల్ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్స్ ఆర్ పాసిబుల్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ ద్వైతం. సర్వే వ్యవహార ద్వైతే భవతి, అద్వైతే వ్యవహార నభవతి. దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇన్ మాండుక్య ఉపనిషత్ ఆల్సో అద్వైతం ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అవ్యవహార్యం. నాంత ప్రజ్ఞం న బహిష్ప్రజ్ఞం, నోభయత ప్రజ్ఞం న ప్రజ్ఞానగణం, న ప్రజ్ఞం నా ప్రజ్ఞం, అదృష్టం అవ్యవహార్యం. సో నో వ్యవహార ఈస్ పాసిబుల్. దట్ మీన్స్ ఆల్ కర్మ అండ్ జ్ఞాన వ్యవహారాస్ ఆర్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్. ఆల్ వ్యవహారాస్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ వ్యవహారాస్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్. బికాస్ కర్మ వ్యవహార రిక్వైర్స్ ద్వైతం ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ కర్త, కర్మ, కరణం, సబ్జెక్ట్, ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అండ్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్. అండ్ జ్ఞాన వ్యవహార ఆల్సో రిక్వైర్స్ ద్వైతం, ప్రమాత, ప్రమాణ, ప్రమేయం. సో బోత్ రిక్వైర్ త్రిపుటి, ద ట్రయాడ్. So in Advaitam, both are not there. And this was said in Mantra 30 that we saw in the last class. Dvitiyam. Dvitiyam means the Pramata Anyat Pramanam. We saw Vibhaktam is Prameyam earlier. So this was discussed in the 30th Mantra, which we saw in last class. So these are absent in Sushupti and for Atma. And that is why whenever we ask the question as to how to know Atma, we are committing a big mistake. When we want to know Atma, knowing is a vyavahara. And we want to bring down Atma to the vyavahara level. Similarly, when we ask the question how to experience the Atma, again experience is another vyavahara. And Atma cannot be brought down to the plane of experience. Similarly, how to realize Atma? For all the questions, no answer can be given because the questions themselves are wrong. That is why in Keno Upanishad, the teacher said, I don't know how to teach you. Na vidmaha, na vijanimaha, yatatat anusishya. Since the student still goes on persisting, the teacher says, it is not known, it is other than known, it is unknown. That is, you can never bring it to the plane of jnana vyavahara at all. So if it is not available to any vyavahara, how do you know that Advaita Atma is existent? For that we answer, it is not available for any vyavahara, but it is that because of which all vyavaharas are known and take place. It is that because of which all karma vyavaharas, all jnana vyavaharas, they shine. For example, just as a photographer is not there in any photo, and at the same time, every picture is an evidence for the presence of the photographer or the camera. Similarly, I am present all the time as Advaita Chaitanyam, but I will not be one of the members in all the transactions. I will never be, but I am ever self-evident. And that is what is said here. Yatra anyat syat, tatra anyaha anyat pashyet. Where there is a second thing, where there is triputi, the triad, the subject, object, instrument, there a perceiver can perceive through an instrument. Anyaha anyat jigret, a smeller can smell through another instrument. Similarly, rasayet, one can taste, vadet, one can speak, shrunuyat, one can hear, manvita, one can think, sprishet, one can touch, vijaniyat, one can know. In short, all the transactions are possible only where the pramatru, pramana, prameya, triputi is available. And this triputi obtains only in jagradavastha. Therefore, in jagradavastha alone, transactions are possible. Whereas in sushupti, this triputi is absent and therefore all these transactions are not possible. Okay. Here there is one crucial expression. Here the teacher says, in jagradavastha, when there is dvaitam, there is vyavahara. In sushupti avastha, when there is no dvaitam, that is in advaita, there is no vyavahara. So daily we go through both experiences. Dvaita vyavahara in jagradavastha and advaita vyavahara in sushupti. That is, truth seems to be both in the form of dvaitam and advaitam. So, Atma is Dvaitam in Jagradavastha and Advaitam in Sushupti. Now, question is, what is the nature of Atma? Is it Dvaita Rupam or Advaita Rupam? Or Dvaita Advaita Rupam? Dvaita Advaita Rupam. So, some philosophers conclude that Dvaita Rupam alone is right and Advaita Rupam is incidental and not real. And some other philosophers, they say that as a compromise, Dvaita Advaita Rupaha Atma. So, Beda Abheda Rupaha Atma. In fact, Visishta Advaitam also holds this view only. So, it is called Visishta Advaitam, Beda Sahita Advaitam. And what we say is, it is not Beda Abhedam, it is not Dvaita Advaitam, but it is Advaitam alone. And why do we say so? Because the Upanishad uses the word Anyat Iva Syat. That Iva is a $1 million word actually here. As though Dvaitam is there in Jagradavastha. Therefore, by Iva, the Upanishad points out that Veda is Mithya, Vyavaharikam, Maya Karyam. Advaitam is Paramarthika Swarupam. So, Jagan Mithya is not imagination of Shankaracharya. Mithyatvam of the world is not the imagination of Acharya, but it is presented in the Upanishad itself by the expression Iva, as though. Therefore, this mantra is often quoted by Shankaracharya to establish the unreality of world, Mithyatvam of the world. Mantra 32. Salila eko drashta advaito bhavati yesha brahma lokaha samraditiha yenam anushashasa yagyavalkyaha yesha asya paramagatihi yesha asya paramasampat yeshosya paramo lokaha yeshosya parama anandaha etasyaiva anandasya anyani bhutani matramupajivanti. Another very important mantra. In Sushupti, when one is in Atma Swarupam, what is his nature? That is described in this mantra. The previous mantra said about Jagradavastha, and the Upanishad says, or Yajnavalkya says here, Advaitaha Bhavati. He is in his non-dual nature. And here we see, after Advaitaha, Iva, that word is not there. Therefore, wherever Dvaitam comes, the Upanishad says Iva, and wherever Advaita comes, it says, it gives no Iva. And another example was in Mantra 20, which we saw much earlier. While talking about the dream and sleep, the Upanishad used the expression elephant, as it were, chased him. Gnanti Iva. Jananti Iva, if you remember that shloka. So, Iva is there wherever there is Vyavahara. So, when he says, Aham Sarvaha Bhavati, I am everything, Advaita Iva is not used. So, here also, Dvaite Ivakaraha, Advaite Na Ivakaraha. So, from this it is clear also that Dvaitam is Mithya and Advaitam is Satyam. And not only that, it is Ekaha. It is one. And Salilaha, in this context, Salilaha should be translated as Shuddha, ಲಿಟ್ರಲಿ ಸಲಿಲಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟರ್. ಉಲ್ಲಂಗ್ಯ ಸಿಂಧೋಹೋ ಸಲಿಲಂ ಸಲೀಲಂ ಯಶೋಕವನ್ಯಂ. ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸಲಿಲಂ. ಸೊ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್ ಸಲಿಲವತ್ ಸ್ವಚ್ಛ ಸ್ವಚ್ಛ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಆಸ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಶುದ್ಧ. ಬಟ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಸೀಮ್ ಟು ಕನ್ವೇ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಏಕಃ ಸಲಿಲಃ ಅದ್ವೈತಃ. ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ಕಮೆಂಟೇಟರ್ಸ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಸಮ್ ಸಟಲ್ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಮಂಗ್ ದಮ್. ಸಲಿಲಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಿಜಾತೀಯ ಭೇದ ಭೇದರಹಿತ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಏಕಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸಜಾತೀಯ ಭೇದರಹಿತ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ವಗತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಭೇದರಹಿತ ಸ್ವಗತ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸ್ವಗತ ಭೇದರಹಿತ. ಐ ಹೋಪ್ ಯು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಸಜಾತೀಯ ವಿಜಾತೀಯ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ವಗತ. ಸೊ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್? ದ್ರಷ್ಟ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ. ಸೊ ಆತ್ಮ ಸಜಾತೀಯ ವಿಜಾತೀಯ ಸ್ವಗತ ರಹಿತ ಭವತಿ ಕದಾ? ಸುಷುಪ್ತಿ ಅವಸ್ಥಾಯಾಂ ಆರ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷೆ ಇನ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ಡೀಪ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ಆರ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದ್ರಷ್ಟ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ. ದರ್ ಆರ್ ಟೂ ದ್ರಷ್ಟಾಸ್. ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸವಿಕಾರ ದ್ರಷ್ಟ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅನದರ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ನಿರ್ವಿಕಾರ ದ್ರಷ್ಟ. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ಆಲ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಚಿದಾಭಾಸ ರೂಪೇಣ ಸವಿಕಾರ ದ್ರಷ್ಟ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಚಿತ್ ರೂಪೇಣ ನಿರ್ವಿಕಾರ ದ್ರಷ್ಟ. ಹಿಯರ್ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಟೇಕ್ ನಿರ್ವಿಕಾರ ದ್ರಷ್ಟ ಆತ್ಮ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಭವತಿ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ದ ಟೀಚರ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಈಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ನೇಚರ್. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ರಾಗದ್ವೇಷ. ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ಪ್ರಜಹಾತಿ ಯದಾ ಕಾಮಾನ್ ಸರ್ವಾನ್ ಪಾರ್ಥ ಮನೋಗತಾನ್ ಆಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೆಟ್. ವೆನ್ ಒನ್ ಸ್ಯಾಕ್ರಿಫೈಸಸ್ ದ ವೆರಿ ಮನಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ದರ್ ಬಿ ಕಾಮ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್? ದುಃಖೇಶು ಅನುದ್ವಿಗ್ನಮನಃ ಸುಖೇಶು ವಿಗತಸ್ಪೃಹಃ ವೀತರಾಗ ಭಯಕ್ರೋಧಃ. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಡು ವಿ ಥಿಂಕ್? ವಿ ಥಿಂಕ್ ವೇಕರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅವರ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್, ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಟೆಂಪರರಿ ರೆಸ್ಟ್. ಬಟ್ ದ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಅದರ್ ವೇ. ಸ್ಲೀಪರ್ ಐ ಇಸ್ ಮೈ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ನೇಚರ್. ದ ವೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ಐ ಎಮ್ ಹಸ್ಬೆಂಡ್, ಐ ಎಮ್ ವೈಫ್, ಐ ಎಮ್ ಫಾದರ್, ಐ ಎಮ್ ಟೀಚರ್, ಆಲ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಇನ್ಸಿಡೆಂಟಲ್ ವೇಷ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಪೀಪಲ್ ಯು ನೋ ದೇ ಕಾಲ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ಅ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್. ವಿ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ರೋಲ್ ಪ್ಲೇಯರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಸುಷುಪ್ತಿ ಇಸ್ ಅವರ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ನೇಚರ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಏಷಃ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಲೋಕ. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಮಹಾವಾಕ್ಯ. ಏಷಃ ಏಷಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಆತ್ಮಸ್ವರೂಪ ಈಸ್ ನನ್ ಅದರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ದಿ ಇನ್ಫೈನಟ್. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಲೋಕ. ಹಿಯರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಕೇರ್ಫುಲ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಟರ್ಮ್. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಲೋಕ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಟೇಕನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲರ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ದಿ ಸೆವೆಂತ್ ಹೆವನ್. ಭೂಲೋಕ, ಭುವರ್ಲೋಕ, ಸುವರ್ಲೋಕ, ಮಹಲೋಕ, ಜನಲೋಕ, ತಪೋಲೋಕ, ಸತ್ಯಲೋಕ ಆರ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಲೋಕ, ವಿಚ್ ಒನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರೀಚ್ ಬೈ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದ ಶುಕ್ಲಗದಿ, ಸುಷುಮ್ನಾ ನಾಡಿ, ಆಲ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಡ್ ಇಯರ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಬೈ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕರ್ಮ, ಉಪಾಸನಾ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರೀಚ್ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಲೋಕಾಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಕ್ಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಲೋಕ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ರೆಫರ್ ಟು ಹಿರಣ್ಯಗರ್ಭಲೋಕ, ಬಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ದಿ ಆಲ್ ಪರ್ವೇಡಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೋಕ? ದೆನ್ ದೆನ್ ಲೋಕ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಡಿರೈವ್ಡ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ರೂಟ್ ಲೋಕ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಭಾವ ವ್ಯುತ್ಪತ್ತಿ ಲೋಕನಂ ದರ್ಶನಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಲೋಕ. ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಲೋಕ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ, ಪ್ರಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ, ಚೈತನ್ಯಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ, ಸ್ವಯಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ರೂಪಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥ. ಸೊ ಫಾರ್ ಅ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಟೈಮ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿನ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ದ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಇಸ್ ವರೀಡ್ ವೆದರ್ ವಿ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ದ ಗುರು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ದ ಶಿಷ್ಯ. ಸೊ ದಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ರಿಮೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಅಸ್ ಸಮ್ರಾಟ್ ಇತಿ ಹ ಏನಂ ಅನುಶಾಸ. ಓ ಎಂಪರರ್, ಸಾಮ್ರಾಟ್, ಎಂಪರರ್ ಜನಕ, ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುವರ್ಸ್. ಇತಿ ಹ ಏನಂ ಅನುಶಾಸ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ. ದಸ್ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಟಾಟ್ ಜನಕ ಮಹಾರಾಜ. ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದ್ಯಾಟ್, ಏಷ ಅಸ್ಯ ಪರಮಾಗತಿ. ಅದ್ವೈತ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಅಲೋನ್ ಈಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ಗೋಲ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಎನಿ ಲೋಕ, ಸ್ವರ್ಗಲೋಕ, ಕೈಲಾಸ, ವೈಕುಂಠ, ನನ್ ದೋಸ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ಗೋಲ್. ಯು ನೀಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೋ ಎನಿವೇರ್. ಡಿಸ್ಕವರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಆತ್ಮಸ್ವರೂಪಂ, ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಪರಮಾಗತಿ, ಉತ್ಕೃಷ್ಟಗತಿ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಏಷ ಅಸ್ಯ ಪರಮಾ ಸಂಪತ್. ದಿಸ್ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಅಲೋನ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಟ್ರೂ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್. ದ್ರವಿಣಗಂ ಸವರ್ಚಸಂ ಸುಮೇಧ ಅಮೃತೋಕ್ಷಿತಃ ಇತಿ ತ್ರಿಶಂಕೋರ್ ವೇದಾನುವಚನಂ. ದ್ರವಿಣಗಂ, ರಿಯಲ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್, ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎಫಲ್ಜೆಂಟ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್. ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಡೂ ನಾಟ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಆಲ್ ಅದರ್ ಅನಾತ್ಮ ವೆಲ್ತ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸೆಕ್ಯೂರಿಟಿ. ಓನ್ಲಿ ಡಿಪೆಂಡಬಲ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್ ಈಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಓನ್ ಇನ್ನರ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್. ಆತ್ಮನಾ ವಿಂದತೆ ವೀರ್ಯಂ ವಿದ್ಯೆಯ ವಿಂದತೆ ಅಮೃತಂ. ಸೊ ಏಷ ಅಸ್ಯ ಪರಮಾ ಸಂಪತ್. ದೆನ್ ಏಷ ಅಸ್ಯ ಪರಮಲೋಕ. ದಿಸ್ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಅಲೋನ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಲೋಕ, ಪರಮಲೋಕ, ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ರೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್, ಅಬೋರ್ಡ್, ಪರಂ ಧಾಮ. ಯದ್ಗತ್ವಾನ ನಿವರ್ತಂತೆ ತದ್ಧಾಮ ಪರಮಂ ಮಮ. ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೆಡ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಫನ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಪರಂಧಾಮ. ವಿ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಬಟ್ ದ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಇನಿಷಿಯಲಿ ಯು ಮೇ ಥಿಂಕ್, ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೈ ಓನ್ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ದಟ್ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಓನ್ ಅಪ್. ಏಷಃ ಅಸ್ಯ ಪರಮಃ ಆನಂದಃ. ಅದ್ವೈತ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಅಲೋನ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆನಂದ, ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲ್ಮೆಂಟ್, ತೃಪ್ತಿ, ಕಂಟೆಂಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಆತ್ಮಾನಂದ ಆರ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದ. ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಸೇ ಆತ್ಮಾನಂದ ಆರ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದ, ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನೆವರ್ ಬಿ ಪರಮ ಆನಂದ. ವೈ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಎನಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ವಾಟ್? ಟು ದ ಮೈಂಡ್. ಇಟ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ವ್ಯವಹಾರ, ಇಟ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ಟೈಮ್. Therefore, it is subject to fluctuations like Priya Vritti, Moda Vritti, Pramoda Vritti. We have seen all that. Therefore, Parama Ananda is me, myself alone. Therefore, we should translate Parama Ananda as Purnatvam, fullness. Advaita Swarupa alone is Purnatvam, fullness. Freedom from wants, freedom from struggle, freedom from expectations, all that. So, Atman Evam Atmana Tushtaha. ಆತ್ಮ ಕ್ರೀಡಃ ಆತ್ಮರತಿ, ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಕೈವಲ್ಯ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ದೋಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದೋಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಐ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸ್ ದೋಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು. ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದ್ಯಾಟ್, ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಏತಸ್ಯ ಏವಂ ಆನಂದಸ್ಯ ಮಾತ್ರಾಂ ಅನ್ಯಾನಿ ಭೂತಾನಿ ಉಪಜೀವಂತಿ. ಮಾತ್ರಾಂ, ಮಾತ್ರಾಂ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಕನೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಆನಂದಸ್ಯ. ಸೊ ಏತಸ್ಯ ಏವಂ ಆನಂದಸ್ಯ ಮಾತ್ರಾಂ, ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಪೋರ್ಷನ್, ಮಾತ್ರ ಆನ್ ಅಂಶ or a bit of Brahmananda alone is experienced by all ignorant people in the form of Vishaya Ananda. And by a portion, Matra, we don't know whether it is a big portion or small portion. In Sanskrit, Matra means a smallest bit, Lavalesha of Ananda here. So that is why Shankaracharya also said in this Manisha Panchakam, Yet Saukhyam Buddhi Lesha Lesha Taimem ಶಕ್ರಾದಯೋ ನಿರ್ವೃತಃ ಯಚ್ಚಿತ್ತೇ ನಿತರಾಂ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತ ಕಲನೆ ಲಬ್ಧ್ವಾ ಮುನಿರ್ನಿರ್ವೃತಃ ಯಸ್ಮಿನ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಸುಖಾಂಬುಧೌ ಗಲಿತಧೀರ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೈವನ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿತ್ ಯಕ್ಕಚ್ಚಿತ್ ಸ ಸುರೇಂದ್ರ ವಂದಿತ ಪದೋ ನೂನಂ ಮನೀಷಾ ಮಮ. ಹಿ ಕಂಪೇರ್ಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದ ಟು ಓಷನ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎ ಬಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಡ್ರಾಪ್ಲೆಟ್, ಎ ಸ್ಪ್ರೇ. And that droplet alone is divided as Brahma Sananda, Indra Sananda, Varuna Sananda, all those experiences. They are not divisions of the Samudram, but they are divisions of the droplet of that ocean of Brahmananda. Yaha Saukhyam Buddhi Lesha Leshataha. So we can imagine what is Brahmananda, how big it is. Cannot even imagine. Then how to experience that ananda? It's the question. It is not experience, but it is my nature. Anyani bhutani, all jivas, upajivanti, they all resort to, they depend upon that bit of that Brahmananda only. Mantra 33. Sayo manushyanam raddha samriddho bhavati anyeshamadipatihi ಸರ್ವೈ ಮಾನುಷ್ಯಲೋಕ ಮಾನುಷ್ಯಕೈ ಮಾನುಷ್ಯಕೈರ್ಭಾ ಭೋಗೈ ಸಂಪನ್ನತಮಃ ಸ ಮನುಷ್ಯಾಣಾಂ ಪರಮ ಆನಂದಃ ಅತಯೇ ಶತಂ ಮನುಷ್ಯಾಣಾಮಾನಂದಾಃ ಸ ಏಕ ಪಿತೃಣಾಂ ಜಿತಲೋಕ ಲೋಕಾನಾಮಾನಂದಃ ಅತಯೇ ಶತಂ ಪಿತೃಣಾಂ ಜಿತಲೋಕ ಲೋಕಾನಾಮಾನಂದಾಃ ಸ ಏಕೋ ಗಂಧರ್ವಲೋಕ ಆನಂದಃ ಅತಯೇ ಶತಂ ಗಂಧರ್ವಲೋಕ ಆನಂದಃ ಸ ಏಕ ಕರ್ಮದೇವಾನಾಮಾನಂದಃ ಏ ಕರ್ಮಣಾ దేవత్వం అభిసంపద్యంతే అతయే శతం కర్మదేవానామానందాః స ఏక ఆజానదేవానామానందః యశ్చ శ్రోత్రియో వృజినః అకామహతః అతయే శతం ఆజానదేవానామానందాః స ఏక ప్రజాపతిలోక ఆనందః యశ్చ శ్రోత్రియో వృజినః అకామహతః అతయే శతం ప్రజాపతిలోక ఆనందాః స ఏకో బ్రహ్మలోక ఆనందః యశ్చ శ్రోత్రియో వృజినః అకామహతః అతైష ఏవ పరమ ఆనందః ఏష బ్రహ్మలోకః సమ్రాడితి హోవాచ యాజ్ఞవల్క్యః సోహం భగవతే సహస్రం దదామి అత ఊర్ధ్వం విమోక్షాయైవ బ్రూహీతి అత్రః యాజ్ఞవల్క్యః విభయాంచకారః మేధావీ రాజా సర్వే వ్యోమాంతేభ్యః ఉదరౌత్సీదితి. So in the previous mantra, Yajnavalkya pointed out that all the worldly pleasures are nothing but an infinitesimal part of Brahmananda alone. Sarve Vishayananda, Brahmananda Matraha, Alpaha. Matraha means Alpaha, Leshaha. Only a part of Brahmananda, very small bit. This was said in the previous mantra. And that is elaborated here. So Vishayanandasya Brahmananda Matratvam is the subject matter here. And this is conveyed through a particular method which we call Ananda Mimamsa, inquiry, analysis of Ananda. It's an analysis of the nature of the sensory, the worldly pleasures. And this Ananda Mimamsa is done here very elaborately in the Brahmananda Valli of Taittiriya Upanishad. సైషానందస్య మీమాగుంసా భవతి యువాత్ స్యాత్ సాధు యువాధ్యాయకః ఆశిష్టో దృఢిష్టో బలిష్టః తస్యేయం పృథివీ సర్వా విత్తస్య పూర్ణా స్యాత్ స ఏకో మానుష ఆనందః తేయే శతం మానుషా ఆనందాః స ఏకో మనుష్య గంధర్వాణామానందః శ్రోత్రియస్య చాకామహతస్య తేయే శతం మనుష్య గంధర్వాణామానందాః స ఏకో దేవ గంధర్వాణామానందః శ్రోత్రియస్య చాకామహతస్య తేయే శతం దేవ గంధర్వాణామానందాః స ఏక పితృణాం చిరలోకలోకానామానందః శ్రోత్రియస్య చాకామహతస్య తేయే శతం పితృణాం చిరలోకలోకానామానందాః స ఏక ఆజానజానాం దేవానామానందః శ్రోత్రియస్య చాకామహతస్య తేయే శతం ఆజానజానాం దేవానామానందాః స ఏక కర్మదేవానాం దేవానామానందః ఏ కర్మణా దేవానపి యంతి శ్రోత్రియస్య చాకామహతస్య తేయే శతం కర్మదేవానాం దేవానామానందాః స ఏకో దేవానామానందః శ్రోత్రియస్య చాకామహతస్య తేయే శతం దేవానామానందాః స ఏక ఇంద్రస్యానందః శ్రోత్రియస్య చాకామహతస్య తేయే శతమింద్రస్యానందాః స ఏకో బృహస్పతేరానందః శ్రోత్రియస్య చాకామహతస్య తేయే శతం బృహస్పతేరానందాః స ఏక ప్రజాపతేరానందః శ్రోత్రియస్య చాకామహతస్య తేయే శతం ప్రజాపతేరానందాః స ఏకో బ్రహ్మణ ఆనందః శ్రోత్రియస్య చాకామహతస్య స యశ్చాయం పురుషే యశ్చాసావాదిత్యే స ఏకః. అప్ టు దాట్ ఈస్ ది బ్రహ్మానంద మీమాంస ఇన్ ది సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ బ్రహ్మానంద వల్లి ఆఫ్ తైత్రీయ ఉపనిషత్. సో వీ విల్ డిస్కస్ బ్రీఫ్లీ ఓన్లీ నౌ బికాస్ వీ హ్యావ్ డిస్కస్ ఎలాబరేట్లీ ఇన్ తైత్రీయ లెక్చర్స్. ఇట్ ఈస్ దర్ ఇన్ ద రికార్డింగ్ అవైలబుల్. బట్ హియర్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ త్రీ పాయింట్స్ వైల్ స్టడీయింగ్ దిస్ అనాలిసిస్. సో ది ఫస్ట్ పాయింట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ విషయానందాస్. విషయానందాస్ మీన్స్ ద మెటీరియల్ ప్లెషర్స్, ద సెన్సరీ ప్లెషర్స్, వర్ల్డ్లీ ప్లెషర్స్. దే ఆర్ నథింగ్ బట్ ఏ రిఫ్లెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మానంద ఇన్ ది మైండ్. దేర్ఫోర్ ఇఫ్ బ్రహ్మానంద ఈజ్ టేకన్ యాజ్ బింబ ఆనంద, ఆల్ సెన్సరీ ఆర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్షియల్ ప్లెషర్స్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ ప్రతిబింబ ఆనంద. దట్ ఈస్ రిఫ్లెక్షన్. బింబానంద ఈజ్ ఒరిజినల్. సో బింబానంద విల్ నెవర్ కమ్ అండర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్షియల్ ప్లెషర్స్. Therefore, all Vishayanandas are sensory pleasures and they fall under the Pratibimba Ananda. This is point number one we should note. So, all Vishayanandas are sensory pleasures. They all fall under Pratibimba Ananda only. And the second point is, these pratibimba anandas or reflected pleasures are figuratively said to be a part of Brahmananda. That means we should not take Vishayananda as the real part of Brahmananda, because Brahmananda does not have any parts. Brahmananda is the same as Brahman. Brahmaiva anandaha Brahmanandaha. Not Shashtita Tursham. We have to say small grammar. It is Karma Dharaya Samasa. So Brahmananda is equal to Brahman. Brahman is indivisible. And therefore Brahmananda is indivisible. Then how can we talk of its matra, a part, amsha? So we say it is not really a part, it is as though a part, eva, part, eva. So if Vishayananda is a real part of Brahmananda, then what will happen, if at all? Suppose there is a cloth, we'll take an example of a cloth. And this cloth has got various parts, as the top portion, the middle portion, the bottom portion and all that. And these parts are all real as the cloth itself. And if the parts are real, what will happen? As even you remove the parts, the original will become smaller and smaller. And a day will come when all the parts are gone and the whole cloth also will not be there. Similarly, if Vishayananda is a real part of Brahmananda, and every time you enjoy Brahmananda, some bit will go away. And so many millions of people enjoy Vishayanandas, and every time Vishayananda is experienced, one chunk of Brahmananda is gone. That means after a few centuries, there will be no place of Vishayananda with the exhaustion of all Brahmananda. Therefore, remember, Vishayananda is only an apparent part of Brahmananda. In fact, any reflection is only an apparent part of the original. Then if it is not a real part, then why do you use the expression matra? Is that not confusing then? Then why do you call it a part? The answer is, the part cannot exist independent of the whole. In the same way, Vishayananda, the reflection, cannot exist independent of Brahmananda, the original. And to show the dependence, we call Vishayananda is a part of Brahmananda. This is second point we should remember. Then the third point is, Vishayananda is subject to gradation. It is the same as Pratibimba Ananda. And therefore, we can say Pratibimba Ananda is subject to gradation. Or we can say Anubhava Ananda is subject to gradation, because all experiential pleasures are subject to gradation. Because the experience comes and it has got a time duration, and there is a gradation in time also. I was happy 3 minutes ago. The moment I laughed out loud, I got a muscle cash. That is it, I got dukkham. Therefore, even the highest samadhi pleasure, it is also available during the time of samadhi only. The duration can be as long or short, again subject to gradation. So any experiential pleasure is subject to gradation, or we call it in Sanskrit taratamyam. Whereas Brahmananda is not experiential and it is not subject to gradation. This is the third point. So why is it Vishayananda subject to gradation? The logic also must be clear. It is subject to gradation because it is reflected ananda. Any reflection will be subject to gradation. Why? Any reflection depends upon the reflecting medium, upadhi. Since the reflection medium can be different types, it may be a clear reflecting medium, or it can be slightly dull medium. And in a dull medium, reflection also will be dull. And a clear medium will be bright. So in Pratibimba Ananda, reflecting medium is mind, and it can be dull mind or a bright mind. Through sattva vritti, it can be bright. Through rajo vritti, it could be disturbed. Through tamo vritti, it can be dull. Actually, in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord said, tatra sattvam nirmalatvat prakashakam anamayam. So, sattvasya nirmalatvat prakashakam. So, Pratibimba Ananda is greater. Hence, the ananda depends upon upadhi, the equipment, the medium. Therefore, when there is a better body, better environment, better sense objects, then the mind will be calmer, it will be brighter, because in the body there is no health problem, there is no disturbance in the environment, sense objects are all ideal. Therefore, upadhi, upadhi means body, and vishaya, the sense objects, and the loka, the environment, taratamyat, the mind also becomes better and better. Therefore, in the bhuloka, if you have certain type of comforts, in the bhuvarloka, better upadhis, better vishayas, and better loka environment. Similarly, suvarloka, maharloka, janoloka, tapoloka, brahmaloka. So the equipment will be nice, environment is great, sense objects are great. So to give better and better enjoyment. Therefore, this is experiential pleasures. Therefore, the mind enjoyed by Brahmaji is very, very bright and clear. Thus, according to these reflecting media, they vary. Therefore, the Pratibimba Ananda also has Taratamyam gradation. Whereas Bimbananda, the original, Atmananda or Brahmananda, there is no Taratamyam at all, gradation at all. And the next point the Upanishad wants to convey is this quiet mind or a calm mind or a better and clearer reflecting medium can be caused by two factors. One is by procuring or accomplishing or getting whatever the mind wants. If the mind asks for better loka, quit bhuloka and do all kinds of rituals and go to swarga loka. Thus the mind becomes better by procuring vishayas or sensory objects. And because of that, reflected ananda also is greater. So more comfortable people have more comfortable ananda. That is one method. And the second method the Upanishad points out is through vairagyam or dispassion also, mind can become quiet, mind can become calm. And for vairagyam, what objects we should procure? For vairagyam, we need not procure any sense objects. And vairagyam requires another type of money, wealth. That is the viveka wealth. So through material wealth, we can purchase sense objects and get better pratibimba ananda. Whereas through viveka wealth, the wealth of discrimination, we develop dispassion. And tathaiva vahaham tavan ritya gite, who said, Nachiketa said that. To Yamadharma Raja in Katopanishad, Shobhava Amartyasya Yadantakaitat Sarvendriyanam Jarayanti Tejaham Apisarvam Jivyatam Alpameva Tavaiva Vahas Tavanrityagite. He told Yamadharma Raja, he was not interested in heaven or sense objects, dance, music. It's all enjoyed initially. And thereafterwards, we don't have any interest to hear or enjoy that dance and all that. Interest will be lost. Once I understand the limitation of sense objects, the mind drops its wants. Consequently, mind becomes calm, and that ananda is also pratibimba ananda. Yachya kama sukham loke, yachya divyam mahat sukham. Trikshnakshaya sukasya yete, narhasas shodashim kalam. The ananda gained through sense objects and the ananda gained through swargadi objects is nothing compared to ananda gained through contentment. Trishna kshaya sukham one can get. Thus, pratibimba ananda has got two methods, one through vishayas and another through vairagyam. And how to get bimbananda? Once again, it is through jnanam alone, jnanadvaram bimbananda praptihi, through jnanam. And these are all points that we should keep in mind when you do the analysis of Bimbananda. So, Ananda Mimamsa in that analysis. So, if you compare this portion with Taittiriya Upanishad that I read later, from Manushya Ananda up to Hiranyagarbha Ananda, about 10 or 11 stages are pointed out. Whereas in this section, all the stages are not mentioned, while some of them are even skipped. And only 7 stages are pointed out here in Brihadaranyaka. Some of them are mentioned here. And second thing is, even there is a difference in the order that is given in Brihadaranyaka compared to Taittiriya. For example, Pitruloka Ananda is seen to be superior to Gandharva Ananda in Taittiriya. ఈవెన్ దర్ ఇస్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇన్ ది ఆర్డర్ గివన్ ఇన్ బృహదారణ్యక ఫస్ట్ పితృలోక అండ్ గంధర్వలోక ఆనంద ఈ సపోజ్ టు బి సుపీరియర్ ఉపనిషత్స్ వీ షుడ్ నాట్ బాదర్ అబౌట్ ద గ్రెడేషన్ బట్ ది తాత్పర్యం అబౌట్ ది ఆనంద అలోన్ షుడ్ బి టేకన్ బై అస్ దిస్ లాజిక్ ఈస్ యూస్డ్ ఇన్ బృహదారణ్యక ఆల్సో దట్ ఇస్ వై వైల్ డీలింగ్ విత్ ద క్రియేషన్ ఆల్సో సమ్టైమ్స్ ఉపనిషత్స్ టాక్ అబౌట్ 3 ఎలిమెంట్స్ we have already seen earlier sometimes it talks about 5 elements and thus the shruti contradicts whether it is 3 elements 5 elements or in chemistry yoga 100 and odd elements we don't bother because our aim is not to show how many elements are there but it is to show all elements 3 520 doesn't matter all are mithya only that is all our aim to show similarly here also we should not ask the question pitruloka or gandharva loka is superior but what we want to only know is these lokas are pratibimba ananda and not original ananda so with this background now we will go to this mantra so for making a comparative study first a unit of ananda is defined comparison is possible without is not possible without a standard unit whether for example whether Princeton is nearer or DC is nearer from my home how do you study that we see the distance in miles or kilometers so we require a standard a mile or kilometer so similarly comparison of weights of how heavy a object is so without standard unit of compare no comparison is possible and the Upanishad defines the standard unit to compare ananda at different levels For that, the standard unit ananda, it takes an ideal human being's ananda. Even though ideal human being does not exist, for our study, we imagine an ideal human being. This is very similar to the one taken in Taittiriya. Raddha is the unit taken in Brihadaranyaka. In this shloka, we read the word Raddha. It means one who is well endowed. In this context, it means all organs are in great conditions. They are healthy, they are strong, they are functioning, and they are under his control, most important. So, sakala avayava sampannaha bhavati. Then, samruddhaha bhavati, very prosperous. So, every wealth upon the earth belongs to him. Tasya yam prithivi sarva vittasya purnasyat in Taittiriya. The entire vittam of the entire world. And he is the owner of all the riches. Not only that, he is the emperor. Who rules over other people and all other minor kings as well. So, Anyesham Adhipatihi. Anyesham means all the other kings. He is a Chakravarti, emperor. Since he is the ruler of the world, he enjoys all the humanly or the worldly sense pleasures. Sarva Manushyakaihi Bhogaihi Sampannaha Sampanna Tamaha. Superlative. All sense pleasures are with him. Then we should add two more words which are added later in this mantra, namely Avrijinaha and Shrotriyaha. In Taittiriya, Shrotriyaha, Akamahataha, we saw that. Here we have got another word also, Avrijinaha also. That means he is well versed with the scriptures and therefore he lives a dharmic way of life. If dharma is not there, ananda is not possible. Adharma will disturb the mind. Pratibimba Ananda requires a dharmic way of living, which requires Vedic study. Vedas alone teach dharma. If we don't follow dharma, we cannot have peace of mind. And without this, we cannot get Pratibimba Ananda. So, Avrijinaha means Papa Rahitaha, Adharma Rahitaha, a Dharmatma. Shrotriyaha means Veda Adhyayakaha. And what is his Ananda? This is the highest pleasure of a human being. Which human being? An ajnani human being, an ignorant human being. We are not talking about a jnani human being at all in this context. So, sa manushyanam parama anandaha. Having talked about the standard unit, now the Upanishad multiplies the unit to so many times, 100 times, to show the higher grade of ananda. అత ఏషతం మనుష్యాణం ఆనందా స ఏక పితృణం జితలోకానాం ఆనంద జితలోక ఈస్ ఇన్ తైత్రియ ఇట్ వాస్ కాల్డ్ చిరలోక ఈస్ అనదర్ నేమ్ ఫర్ పితృలోక సో పితృలోక ఆనందం ఫార్మ్స్ 100 యూనిట్స్ ఆఫ్ మనుష్యలోక ఆనంద अत एषतं पितॄणां चितलोकलोकानाम् आनन्दाः स एको गन्धर्वलोक आनन्दः. हंड्रेड टाइम्स पितृलोक आनंद इज वन यूनिट ऑफ गंधर्वलोक आनंद एंड देन हंड्रेड यूनिट्स ऑफ गंधर्वलोक आनंद इज ईक्वल टू अत ये शतम गंधर्वलोक आनंद स एक कर्मदेवानाम आनंद. वन यूनिट ऑफ कर्मदेव आनंद आर स्वर्गलोक आनंद. नो कर्मदेव हू आर दोज पीपल ए पर्सन हू बिकम्स ए देवा बै डूइंग कर्मास हू अटेन स्वर्गलोक बै डूइंग कर्म. And 100 units of karma deva ananda are equal to ata eka karma devanam anandaha sa eka ajana devanam anandaha. One unit of ajana devananda. So what is the difference between now karma devananda and ajana devananda? Both refer to devas only. Karma deva is also in heaven, ajana deva also is in heaven. Then why should there be gradation in their ananda? Shankaracharya writes in his Taittiriya Upanishad, ये कर्मणा देवा देवत्वं अभिसंपद्यन्ते कर्मदेवा इज वन हू हैज बीन ए ह्यूमन बीइंग फर्स्ट एंड थ्रू रिचुअल्स ही गोज टू स्वर्गलोक इन द मिडल ऑफ क्रिएशन एंड बिकम्स ए नेचुरलाइज्ड सिटीजन देयर. एंड हू इज आजान देवा ही डस नॉट बिकम देवा इन द मिडल ऑफ द क्रिएशन बट ही इज अ बॉर्न देवा एट द बिगिनिंग ऑफ क्रिएशन इट्सेल्फ. सो ही इज ए बॉर्न हेवनली सिटीजन. Another one is like a naturalized citizen. Then ata yeshatam ajana devanam anandaha sa ekaha prajapati loka anandaha. 100 times of ajana devananda is one unit of prajapati sananda. Here prajapati means virat, sthula samashti sharira abhimani. Or sthula prapancha abhimani is virat. And Brihadaranyaka skips Brihaspati and all that thing in its analysis. And 100 times of Prajapati's Ananda is equal to one unit of Brahma Loka Ananda. Brahma Loka means Hiranyagarbha Ananda, Samashti Sukshma Sharira Abhimani. In between we find a word Akamahataha. This is a very critical word. This means he is a Vairagi or Viragavan. And what does Upanishad convey through this? Upanishad shows Ananda in higher loka is not because of higher sense objects at all. Even though normally we think when the possessions improve, Ananda will improve. But the Upanishad says it is not so. When a person is in Pitru loka, he is having vairagyam for Manushya loka. When in Gandharva loka, he has vairagyam for both the lokas, inferior lokas. And when one is in Brahma Loka, he has Vairagyam for all the lower lokas. So higher a person possesses, or more number of things a person possesses, he develops greater Vairagyam. It is this Vairagyam that is responsible for Gandharva Loka Ananda, or Pitru Loka Ananda, or Ajana Deva Loka Ananda. But the problem is what? A person has to get Vairagyam. If he has to get to higher and higher lokas. And Upanishad says that a manushya can get same amount of vairagyam without going to higher lokas. Therefore, a person can remain in manushya loka itself and develop vairagyam for all the lokas by sheer viveka shakti. No need for karma, no need for upasana and all that. Sheer viveka is sufficient to get higher lokas. And as the vairagyam increases, the pratibimba ananda also will increase. It has got bhuloka vairagyam. What ananda he will get? He will get ananda equal to bhuvarloka. Bhuvarloka vishaya ananda. And if his vairagyam increases to bhuvarloka, he will get suvarloka ananda. So all the six lokas, he gets ananda equivalent to Brahma Loka Ananda. If he has vairagyam towards all the other six lokas, then he will get the ananda, Vishayananda equivalent to Brahma Loka Ananda. It is an alternative method or inexpensive method of experiential pleasure. One doesn't have to go to all these lokas. They can enjoy the pleasure equivalent to all those lokas by having vairagyam. And having given vairagyam, then Yajnavalkya concludes, Atha yesha evam parama anandaha. Highest ananda is not any one of them. The real higher and highest ananda is Brahmananda alone, which is otherwise known as Hiranyagarbha ananda. In this place, it means Brahmaloka ananda eva paramananda. In the relative field or in the experiential pleasure, this is the highest. So this Atmananda alone is called Brahmalokaha. We should be careful. Lokaha means Chaitanyam here. Brahmaloka means Purna Chaitanyam, Aparichinna Chaitanyam. Now alone we remember that this is the conversation between whom and whom? Janaka and Yajnavalkya. So Yajnavalkya addresses Janaka. Samrat itiha uvacha Yajnavalkya. Hey Samrat, that's the verse of the Upanishad. What did Janaka do? Soham Bhagavate Sahasram Dadami. Again, Janaka assures to give Yajnavalkya 1,000 cows. And Atha Urdvam Vimoksha Eva Bruhi. Janaka asks Yajnavalkya to teach him more for the sake of gaining liberation. Atra Yajnavalkya Vibhayanchakara. It seems Yajnavalkya got frightened. He got disturbed. Medavi Raja Sarvebhyaham Mantebhyaham Udravsti Udravsti Iti. This intelligent king, Medavi Raja, for all his questions, he got answers in just one session itself. Yajnavalkya thinks that the king, Udravsti, it means, is presenting and insisting upon. He nirbandham karomi, karoti, sarvebhyah antebhyah ma, for all my conclusions. So when Yajnavalkya is about to go away after answering the questions, Janaka gives him another 1,000 cows and asks him for further teaching. And Yajnavalkya is frightened, is disturbed that he will be left with nothing to talk about perhaps. It is just only to indicate the sincerity of Janaka, and not that Yajnavalkya is any frightened or anything, because he can answer all questions without any problem. Shloka 34. Sava eshaye tasminna svapnante ratva charitva drishtvaiva punyancha papancha punapratinyayam pratiyonya dravati buddhanta yaiva. So with the previous mantra, the topic of sushupti is over. Through sushupti study, the Atma Swarupam is revealed. From mantras 21 to mantra 33, the one, the last mantra. Until now, two main topics have been discussed. Which are the two main topics? Samsara topic and moksha topic. And these two topics were discussed through two examples. First, we got the example of samsara. So, samsarasya drishtantaha. What is the example for samsara? Traveling from jagradavastha to supnagastha, supnavastha, and again supna to jagrat. Waking to dream, waking state to dream to waking state. This travel is equal to samsara. So, samsara is literally defined as a transmigration or traveling from one loka to another loka. It is punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. So, samsara means samyak sarati lokat, lokam gachati iti samsaraha. And to give an example, the Upanishad takes swapna and jagrat as different lokas, because the objects are different, bodies are different, time is different, space is different. Therefore, swapna loka and jagrat lokas are two distinct lokas. So, going to swapna is rebirth in swapna, swapna loka, and waking is again rebirth in jagrat avastha. So, Mahamatsya Drishtanta, the great fish example we saw, moving from one shore to another shore. Similarly, Jiva goes from jagrat to swapna, and thus waking and dream together are the example for samsara. This came in mantras 15, 16 and 17. Here, samsara drishtanta is discussed. Thereafterwards, for the sake of moksha, the example of sushupti was taken. Sushupti is moksha drishtanta. So, jagrat swapna is samsara drishtanta and sushupti is moksha drishtanta. Now, why sushupti is comparable to moksha? Because in Sushupti there is no Triputi. Differences are not there. There is Advaita, Desha, Kala, Paricheda are not there. Samsara, Dukkams, they are all not there. Travel from Loka to Loka is not there. This was discussed in Mantras 21 to 33. And here Moksha Drishtanta is discussed here in this mantra. So this Moksha Drishtanta is Sushupti. And whenever you talk about Drishtanta, the example is meant to reveal something. Drishtanta means example. It's meant to reveal something. So, for example, when you give an example for something, you say, a tiger is like a cat. The cat is called Drishtanta. And what about the tiger? Tiger is the main topic for which example is given, and tiger is called Dharshtanta. Drishtanta and Dharshtanta. Now, the thing is, Jagrat and Swapna is Drishtanta number one, Sushupti is Drishtanta number two. And the question is, what is Dharshtanta for Jagrat, Swapna and for Sushupti? The Dharshtanta for Jagrat, Swapna is Samsara, traveling from Loka to Loka, and Dharshtanta for Sushupti is Moksha, which is cessation of this travel. Therefore, from 34th Shloka onwards, we are entering into Dharshtanta Vichara. This is nothing but Samsara Vichara, Samsara Varnanam. This Samsara Varnanam continues in the next Brahmanam also. This will go up to the next Brahmanam, up to mantra number 6, 4.4.6 it will go. Which is Dharshtanta for Jagrat Avastha and Swapna Avastha. Then we will get Moksha Varnanam, which is the Dharshtanta for Sushupti. So Upanishad is now bringing the Jiva to the waking state from Sushupti. Jiva remains in Sushupti for some time. Now we have to supply the word Stitva. Thereafterwards, he comes to Supnavastha and revels for some time with sense pleasures. And Charitva moves about in Supnaloka for some time. And Drishtaiva Punyancha Papancha. He experiences Punya and Papa Palams in Swapna, Sukham, Dukham, and then comes back to the same old position of Jagrat Avastha by the same route through which he went. This we already seen this thing in the previous shlokas earlier. So to experience Jagrat Avastha. So Buddhanta Eva. So this word also is familiar to us. So now this mantra is repetition of 4.3.16. Now one we have to imagine this Jiva in Jagrat Avastha has gone through varieties of activities. He has acquired Punya, Papa, has grown old, and he is about to die. Now, Samsara Varnanam is the topic. So, Samsara, that means going to another Loka, and that involves death. So, it is called Marana Varnanam. Shankaracharya asked the question, why should we explain about the Marana? Because, why should Shastra should talk about Marana Varnanam, this thing at all? Because, Vairagyartham Marana Varnanam. Because Maranam everybody is experiencing. He is going to experience one day or the other. That is for Vairagyam, to gain Vairagyam. Only if this is repeated, Vairagyam will come. That is what Shankaracharya says. Mantra 35. Tadhyatanaham Susamahitam Utsarjadhyayat Evamevayam Sharira Atmam ప్రాజ్ఞేన ఆత్మన అన్వారూఢ ఉత్సర్జన్ యాతి ఎత్రైతత్ ఊర్ధ్వోచ్చవాసి భవతి ఊర్ధ్వోచ్వాసి భవతి. సో వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ అట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ డెత్? ద జీవా హ్యాస్ టు గో టు అనదర్ శరీరం, అండ్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు క్యారీ ఆల్ ది సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్. గీతా సేస్ మన షట్టాని ఇంద్రియాణి ప్రకృతిస్థాని కర్షతి. సో ఆల్ ది ఇంద్రియాస్ are in various golakas. They are the physical parts. They are all there. And at the time of death, the jiva drags all the organs. And it has its own bundles of punya and papa. And when the jiva quits the body with all these, what is the condition? For that, the Upanishad gives an example. It is like shifting a house. While shifting the house, one puts all the things in a wooden cart those days. Heavily loaded cart. Because, you know, it has got so many things. When the cart starts also, it makes a lot of noise. It goes very slowly in the beginning, making a lot of noise. Also, the cart will not move by itself and a driver is needed. And we also sit in that cart in the same way. Jivatma travels and it is fully loaded and it is driven by the driver. Who is the driver? Ishvara is the driver. And the, when the driver removes the Sukshma Shariram from the cart with Punya and Papa bundle, it makes lot of noise, groaning, gasping for breath, all that at the time of death. So all types of sounds come from the body. This is the description. Now see the sloka. Tad yata anaha. Anaha means a cart. Susamahitaha, fully loaded. Acharya writes, you know, griha upakaranani, pandani, all these instruments in the house, all the vessels, everything. So susamahitam, fully loaded. Utsarjat yayat, shabdam kurvata. It means making lot of noise it does in the beginning when it starts. Evam evam, I am sharira atma. In the same way, this jivatma also quits the physical body loaded with all punya papas and all the sense organs, all that. So, prajnena atmanam anvarudaha. Anvarudaha means presided over by, they guided by Ishvara. And why do we say so? Ishvara is karma paladata. He is the karma adhyakshaka. And he only knows where the cause should be taken to, whether it is to this loka, that loka, and all that. Utsarjanyati, the dying person also makes lot of sound, groaning and all gasping. Urdva uchvasi bhavati, he struggles for breath. And udhana vayu in him becomes powerful, while all other pranas become weaker and weaker. Mantra 36. Sa yatraya manimanan yeti jarayava upatapatavam animanam nigacchati tadyata amram vam udhumbaram vapipalam vam bandhanat pramuchyate evamevayam purushah yebhyongebhyah sampramuchyam puna pratinyayam pratiyonya dravati pranayaiva. So marna varnanam continues, description of death. Saha ayam yatra animanam neti. The body has become thin, emaciated, like Anu, Nyeti, Nishchayena Yeti, Gachati. And why he has become very thin? Jarayava, Upatapatava. It has become old age, capacity to digest food is gone. Body does not absorb anything. Therefore, his body becomes weak and fragile because of old age. Or if he is a young person, he may become emaciated because of disease. Upatapata. Upatapata means jvarena, so vyadhina, rogena, upatapan, upatapan shabdaha, so anyway, takaranta pullingaha, upatapat shabdaha, tritiya ekavachana. So jvarama rogas, I just noted the point. So because of that, he becomes very thin. And then ultimately what happens to him? Bandhanat pramuchyate, sukshma shariram and sthula shariram, they were together until now. And the time has come now, the Sukshma Shariram breaks apart, breaks connection with Sthula Shariram and leaves. Here three examples are given. Amra Phalam, that means a mango fruit. Udumbara Phalam, a fig tree. And Pippala Phalam, people fruit. So we have to add Phalam to each one of them. So why three examples are given? One sub-commentator, he writes, he nicely notes, some fruits, they fall naturally. Some fruits fall because of wind and some fruits fall because of birds picking on them. Likewise, different people die because of different reasons. Some live a full long life and go. Some die because of disease. Some go because of extraneous causes, accidents and all that. Therefore, ananta karanatvate maranasya bahudrishtantaha. And bandhanat pramuchyate. The hold, the branch of the tree, the stem where the fruit is there. Just as the fruit falls from the stem or branch of the tree, here the physical body is the branch. Sukshma shariram is the fruit. It gets separated. Evam evam, I am purushaha. In the same way, this jivatma, which is predominantly chidabhasa, ebhyaha, angebhyaha, sampramuchya. Get freed from all limbs, the golakams of physical body, the jivatma gets torn off. Punaha pratinyayam pratiyoni adhravati. Again he comes to another body. In the same way he leaves the body, he comes to another body. For what? Pranaya, pranaya eva. For the sake of pranaya eva, fresh life, manifestation of new life. old manifestation is gone, and now Jiva seeks a new manifestation, which we call as rebirth. And he takes another jarma. Pranaya prana abhivyaktaye punaha agachati. Yo vedadav swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwaraha sri krishna arpanamastu narayana.